Blog Talk Radio.
I know where every shoe is that you got. And if you got that many, maybe you should surrender some. I'm talking to myself. Amen, because I got a lot of shoes. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I had to reorganize, and I couldn't find one. It was in the pile somewhere. Amen. I say, this is not my spirit. Restoration. I'm going to get to some more stuff, but these are some natural forces of restoration that you need. Let me tell you, you feel better when you organize. Y'all better help me on the day. When you restore back to yourself anything that's got to do with you, it represents you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Your medicine, all of us, I believe, take medicine. It ought to be in order. Amen. Every day you got to put it together. You don't know where your high blood pressure tablet is. Where's the aspirin? Where's the Band-Aids? You know, I'm constantly, when I tell them, put it right back in order. Amen. Where you got it from, put it where it belongs. Amen. I'm not perfect. Amen, but I got to live a life where I don't have time to look all over the house for something when it has a place to be there. Amen. Your living room, I tell my people, when you walk in my house, amen, you come in my kitchen first. First impressions mean something. Am I right, Chief? First impressions, it means something. When you go to a church, a restaurant, or anything, what makes you go back to that restaurant is because of the hospitality and the way that they treat you and the way that the food is. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord. Your atmosphere for the Lord has to be perfect as much as possible wherever you go. Amen. Praise the Lord. Right now I live in the Windy City. Amen. And I got all of my things in order for winter. My coats, my mittens. You don't know when it's going to snow in Chicago. Am I right? I'm back. And you got to talk together. Otherwise, you're going to be up in your house, snowed in, amen, by yourself and hollering pitiful. This lesson still is talking about restoration. Have you ever tried to work with someone on a job, in the church, in the family, and it just seems to be impossible? I'm telling you, Chief, I said the nieces and the first generation after me to get the family Thanksgiving together this year. I'm telling you, they making such a mess of it. I had to snatch it out of their hand. This is not the spirit. Amen. I'm sorry. I can't trust you. That's too big for you. They got everybody mad stuff. I just did something with my birthday, and it was just my family and my church, and nobody came in mad, and nobody left out mad. Some people just have a gift of organization. And then there are some people, they got the gift, but they don't know how to deal with the people. And they have everybody mad. I got some in my church. I cannot put them with nobody. I have to put them by themselves, because before it's over, everybody is upset. And you lose the taste of it. I'm talking about restoration. You got to be wise in it. They don't know that I didn't then allow them to do it. I let them think that they okay. I give them a little job by themselves, and then I'm still watching over them. You don't need the pastor got to trust you. He or she does not need to micromanage you, because if they got to do it, watch you and tell you everything to do, that means you're not ready yet. Amen. You don't, like I just say, you don't and stuff that you know that the pastor haven't approved of it. Amen. And it's not your vision. I'm going to tell you now, my husband would tell him in a minute, it's not your church. You joined this church, and I was the leader. Amen. And I'm, they didn't, it's amazing. amazing how a man can tell them stuff and they'll straighten up like a baby. You let a woman tell them stuff and they crying like they ain't never heard it before. I'm just telling you, I hear chiefs say all the time, I'm a man and not a woman. I talk like a man. So snuffing up, stop crying. Oh, the chief talked to me hard. Well, he's a man. He got a man's voice, a power of authority. Amen. What about some family members? That's why some people, all we can do for some family members is pray for them. I was up all yesterday evening with my niece. Oh, they won't listen to you. I say your approach to them is wrong. You a first cousin, they a first cousin. You can't talk to them like you they boss. They look at you like you ain't nobody. Somebody need to hear this. You know, my daughter, when she was my oldest daughter, when she was doing my birthday celebration and everything, and she said, this one say they not coming. They, I say, you know what, give it to me. They'll be there. Your approach with them, you got to know how to put honey, amen, on the salt. You can't put salt back on the salt. One of my nephews, I told her, you're my favorite nephew. He say, Auntie, you say that to everybody. I say, I can have one in Florida favorite, one in North Chicago. All of you are my favorite. See, that get, you got to know what to do to catch their attention. You can't call them fans. You ain't coming to my birthday party. You little fast boy or girl, I'll beat you up. They grown now. You got to have a different approach, even with the body of Christ. Amen. You don't come and tell them something. My husband was good at this, too. He would say, would you ask, just take the instance, would you ask Dr. Gillespie to step here in the office a minute? And you go out and say, Chief Ambassador say, Dr. Gillespie, you better get in this office. He say, he mad with you. That is not what I told him. So he start telling me what I want. What to tell him? He'll call him in himself. Cause your approach, you got to be restored. You got the people scared to death to come and see what the pastor wants or the chief ambassador want, because you want them to feel like they sucking. Amen. And chief's eyes, all of us. Amen. That's what I tell my body. All of you all are important in my life. Amen. Mm-hmm. I don't have a ministry without you. Amen. I remember Bishop Ernestine Cleveland Reeves say, hey, they all sheep, so you know sheep are dumb. They all sheep. He said, but I need dumb sheep to help me keep this ministry going. Amen. Mm-hmm. I remember, if you watch the story about the Clark sisters in that movie, and remember some things, I'm not bringing out nothing to magnify anything, but it was a movie. Amen. And Denise had come against her mother. And the next day when they were sitting at breakfast, and maybe this would help somebody too, and Dorinda was praying. And in the end of the prayer, she said, Lord, give me the strength that I don't knock Denise in her mouth. Well, I came from a family, it was 10 of us. 8 children. My mother had 10. She lost the past 2, but it was 10 of us. Every day we're sitting at the table. We weren't nobody eating in the bedroom. Weren't nobody eating outdoors. Weren't nobody eating in the parlor, whatever you got. And their living rooms were nothing like what we got today, but they made sure you kept it clean. Can I get an amen? Our living rooms is like palaces compared to what our parents had, but they consider that good. And we sat at the table, and when we ate, you know how siblings are with one another. You tease them all the time. But when we sat at that table, we had fun, and we wasn't calling nobody big-eyed mojo or nothing. You need restoration. Amen. And let's talk just quickly about a little about restore and restoration. What are the – oh, I get to this point. Remember, restore also means to revive. I believe somebody on this line, we don't see you in the spirit, but I could tell you in the spirit that there are some people that need some reviving. Amen. Sometimes it ain't always taking you at the altar and rebuking devils out of you. Amen. Sometimes it's just spending time with people. I have, when they were younger, the ones that I've grown up now, they're older now. But I spent a lot of time with the young women, and my husband spent a lot of time with the young men. And he named his Rolling with the Pastor. And every Friday, he would roll with them. What he did things that would bring joy to them. It went bowling. They went, you know, if it was a movie for a man, amen, he would take them, amen, praise the Lord. He played with them and everything. And they used to tell me, because I was so spiritually inclined, you know, he'd say, Pastor, especially you're going to have to learn, amen, how to know what the young people are doing so you could be able to reach them. When do, remember, revival in our timing, we always had revival. Now they have turned it to conferences, conventions, seminars, but something about the word revival, when you heard that during the summer, you know that you were going to be revived. The saints need to be revived and restored, because you can get church burned out, not Jesus burned out, but church burned out. I'm not in nobody's ministry, but I'm telling you, I'm so glad that we don't be in church 10 hours all day Sunday, go to eat and come right back to church and everything. God had to cut some of that stuff out, because a lot of it was vanity, and it wasn't Jesus Christ. Oh, you could throw a pie at me. I won't catch it. Amen. Praise the Lord. A lot of it was a lot of vanity. By the time you got to the word, you was tired and sleep. Yet you praise and worship was every bit of 45 minutes. Amen. Y'all, I was praise Peter. Well, I only did what I was told. Amen. Yes, then you got testimony. Then the announcement every bit of 5 minutes. You got to introduce you got to do the welcome address to the visitors, if it was any guest pastors or somebody's grandmother and grandfather from out of town. If they had a chance to say something, that could have been another 45 minutes. Now you incorporated the dance. And they got to dance, and the song they chose was 45 minutes long. Y'all, I'm telling you, a pastor sitting there with the anointing on them. Amen. Am I right, keep and say, I'm ready to release my message. We got all of this stuff going on. And so it is, and so it was. I'm almost done. Amen. Praise the Lord. When do we get restored? Times and seasons to be restored. Listen to me, people. When is your birthday? That's a whole year. The new year don't start for me January the 1st, 2022. My new year begun November the 1st, 2021. Amen, somebody. That's when I was born. When I get to January, I'm celebrating the year that came in. But the year for me being on the face of the earth has already been doctrinated. Amen. Anniversaries. When it's your birthday, take time to do something. Celebrate. That's the time to be restored. And to thank God that you lived through the pandemic, through all of this, and you still alive. I know a lot of people say, oh, they got to do nothing for my birthday. That's their nature. That ain't none of their real stuff. Because if I told them that they didn't get nothing, they'll be mad the whole time in life and never will forget it. Don't you listen to that. I tell nobody they ain't nothing for this. But anniversaries, amen. Yes, Chief and Lady Betty, anniversaries. Not only they wedding anniversary, but the marking of the year that the Lord brought them the first fruit into a first fruit prayer line. That's the old landmark. That's what I'm saying. When in Corinth say, don't forget the old landmark. Amen. You want to know why the rain is in the sky? It's because God placed it there to let you know that that's a symbol that he coming back to for us. The rainbow don't mean that is just beautiful in the sky. That's Jesus. Can't nobody go up there and put a rainbow up there but the Lord. Anniversary times are great times to be restored. Something about that brings a joy to you. Summer vacation, restoration, seasons change. Don't stay in the house all day, all summer long and mad. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can enjoy the summer. I live in an area of Chicago, in Chicago City itself. It is fantastic. It's beautiful. We got all, right now in Thanksgiving and Christmas, the beautiful part of Chicago is lit it up like you think you're almost on your way to heaven. It's beautiful. The church that I'm coming, that I'm a funder of, they have something called 101, and they got trees in the parking lot, and every tree now is lit it up. You can see it all over the city. Vision that will cause you to have restoration. Why do you think Chief Ambassador is excited about the things that God is doing for his church and Amazing Grace? It had to have some restoration. Am I right, Chief? He had to revive it. He had to bring it back to life. Yeah. And all God's house is beautiful. Amen. And he sends me pictures. I'm excited because I know when God give you something like that, and to see the floor and the ceiling, it's bringing restoration. You know what? Mm-hmm. The salt wasn't going to be alive. He done brought light to it again. Restoration. When a family member or you have achieved something, you bring restoration. When I was writing this, I gave it to me. I told my daughter, Michaela, so much. And I said, Michaela, don't you stay around here for your birthday, although it's in February. Mm-hmm. Plan to go somewhere. You deserve it. Mm-hmm. Give yourself away from here. And I thought about it. My second grandson, I only have two grandsons, he graduated mm-hmm. college with high honors, and he graduated at the time where the corona wouldn't allow them to march across the stage. What joy I wanted to see, to know that I lived to see both of my grandsons with degrees, and he didn't get the opportunity to march. And I said when I was writing, you will bless, not that I didn't bless him and thank him, but you're going to celebrate him. That's the time to restore. He don't say much. He's very humble. But it's my job to institute it. And I bless everybody. Everybody, Chief knows, everybody's child in the ministry. Look for the pastors to bless them.
Excuse me, Mother. Somebody, thank you.
All your money goes to the people.
You're not on mute. Mute your line. Somebody think they're on mute, but you're not on mute. We hear you. Mute your line. Check your line. You. Okay, go ahead, Mother. I'm sorry.
That's all right, Chief. You the boss. Psalms 51 and 12 say, restore unto me the joy of thy salvation and uphold me with thy free spirit. Listen up, people. My own pastor, Apostle Mark Hinson, told me the other day, he said, Bishop Mother, you need a vacation. And with the free spirit. You see, David had, when he wrote Psalms 51, every verse in there is a dagger verse. Much as David had done. And see, at this time now, David was concerned about his spiritual life. Amen. And he said, restore unto me the joy. See, don't lose the joy in serving God. Y'all don't hear me today. Don't let Sunday, when you come on the line, it's a drag to you. No, you are able to be involved with a body of Christ that you can worship the Lord every day. You ain't got to wait on Sunday. And they also say, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. I'm glad y'all, maybe you're not there, but when you're in leadership like a pastor to bring the word, it's such a joy. Oh, my God, it's such a joy. I put a lot of time into studying. I tell my people, you going to eat this food because I put a lot of time in my study. And even when I cook a meal for my family, I go way out the way. Amen. I'm a set the table person. I'm a put the napkins, the fork. I learned all of that. Amen. And I like that. I don't just do a meal. Amen. It's going to be graceful. You want to eat one of my meals like Lady Betty's meals because it's Haitian alone. It's beautiful. You need a vacation, he said, you know, where you ain't doing no preaching, no seminars, no uniform. Amen. And I believe, I say this, Bishop, Apostle, I mean, Chief, I believe, and you might say it to yourself too, I believe I'm the most beat-up bishop in the whole North Shore. Amen. Because the bishops that and the pastors I be around, they got money. Amen. And they be gone all the time. Friends, amen. I'm going to tell you, where I go to their house, they take vacations every quarter. And they people don't seem like they have a problem with it. And one of my apostles said that ministry is supposed to be enjoyable. You ain't supposed to say, oh, God, another day I got to preach. Oh, God, I got to go to praise and worship. Oh, I'm so tired. And that's because it's been restored. I'm going to leave this in the hands of the Lord. Chief need and Chief and Lady Betty need many vacations to restore themselves so they will have the freshness on them that they want to come back, amen, and minister to you. But when you drag all of that, that's almost, that's a spiritual attack right there. And don't you know the chief ambassador is concerned about that because that represents his ministry. Amen. They ain't going to say me. They're going to say, isn't that a shame that chief got all that static on this program? That's what they say. I'm going to agree with you in prayer because this need to be restored. That's too long. I'm like you. If they don't want to come on the line and if you don't never have to come, I'm not taking over. I'm like that in my ministry. I'm begging you. That's a distraction to the body. Somebody want to hear what God say. Somebody say,
amen.
Do you, I'm going to tell you, I don't work on a regular job. I'm not I don't have to clock in. I don't have to go on a job. I did that. I'm retired from the work field. But when I get up every morning, amen, and I could lay down, y'all don't hear me. And I know a lot of you feel that way. When I come on this line, I want to hear something from God because I done got up. And I got up to hear what thus said the Lord. And I didn't get up to hear what the devil got to say. I got up to hear what Jesus had to say through
Amen.
The mouth.
Amen.
Amen. And that is so wrong to come on a prayer
Amen.
Line. It's the biggest prayer line on the planet. And you want to come in with distractions. That's not God. And whoever it is, look, back in the day when I came up, I'm going to tell you, a lot of people got, that's the way they taught us. Now, I think different, a little different now, but every now and then I use that skill. Back in the day when we were praying, we'll say, Lord, if they drink, take the taste of alcohol out of their mouth. Am I right, old prayer warrior? Lord, I pray that they choke when they smoke that cigarette. Don't kill them, but Lord, don't even let them like it no more. And I don't know about two saints pray pretty prayers. But let me tell you, we plead the blood of Jesus over them. We put all in their shoes. We put all on our children's bags. We put them on their pillow. We use the all, everything. When I was up under one leadership in the past, we put all over the pews. And he said, y'all putting a little bit too much all on the pews. Just touch it. But we met that thing. Am I right, Chief Ambassador? We ain't got time to play with that devil. Amen. The distraction up on this
Amen.
Line. Time is running up. I got to grab hold of everything I can. may even have a limp, and I don't want them to be a limp forever, but let the toe hurt. And then let God, let them remember God. God is my toe hurting because I was doing that on the line. Don't let that devil be at ease on this line. I rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. You will not come on this line and distract that. Now, I'm going to tell you, Chief, I can't say it, but sometimes God shows me different people in the spirit. It's your relationship in the Lord. I can almost people that don't want to see the work of the Lord go forth. And that's wrong. Amen. If you didn't like what was going on and you left, leave us alone. Amen. Praise the Lord. And let God's work go forth. Because you ain't going to stop the work of the Lord no matter what you do. Amen. I believe we're going to destroy it. Amen. It's time out. Stop pity-patting with that devil. Amen. And let him just have his way. Amen. You got to put a fear on the devil and tell the devil, you get away from here. You're not coming on first fruit. Amen. With your mean, ugly self, your smooth-footed self. You got eyes, but you can't see. You got ears, and you can't hear. You're the bomb. My God. You look like the devil itself. And we rebuke that spirit in the name of Jesus. Out of God, out of praise, out of sacrifice to bring forth the word. And you don't want me to bring forth the word because I know you thought that you was going to be the mother to the nation. Your time is up. I said, I bring praise on you in the name of Jesus. You look naked.
Tell him, mother. Tell him.
Jesus, you pick up your nasty self and get off of this line. I've been doing bust the devil wide open all my life. And I know the more we grow in the Lord, the more we got to rebuke and make shame on that devil. How dare you get the praise of God? It's a wonder if God don't kill you and openly expose you to the world to let them know what you've been doing behind secret closets. Let me tell you, everything in God is naked and wide open. He see you, and he's not pleased with you. Don't think you're going to succeed. Don't think you're going to. You can get quiet now. Look, we got to get that way. God didn't make me mother to the nation for nothing. Let me tell you, I'm in warfare more than I'm in anything else. I'm in warfare because the enemy don't like it. And if he gets it again, he already got you because you can't move without the head. He's after chief and mouth to that devil. He's after lady head of that devil. He's after me. He's after you. He's after you. He's after you. And you better pull up your sleeves and rebuke that devil. He's mad. He's mad that we're going higher. He's mad that we're going to be millionaires. He's mad that we're the biggest front line of the nation. He's mad. And we're mad that we're using the weapons of our warfare on the world. We're pulling down every stronghold that come against God. I rebuke you, Satan, to mess with God's man. A chief master is a man of God, a man of war, a man that fucking and standing tall for the Lord, and you will not come against him.
Amen.
I plead the blood over you today, and the blood still got power. I'm mad with that today. The devil is a liar. He'll always be a liar, and you won't get God's glory, because we're going to glow out with a praise. Come on, somebody, let's thank the Lord. Praise him. Come on,
Thank you, Jesus.
The war of the enemy, Amen. Praise the Lord. You can't just say, devil, get off. No, you getting off of here, devil. Amen. If I I am recovering from my cheek. Amen. Praise the Lord. I chose to be on my I was chosen by God. And thank you, Lord. I was chosen to be under this line. I didn't know chief ambassador, but God chose me. Amen. And I'm going to have to give an account when I get the glory. And you were glad that it happened. No, you better get yourself out of that spirit. Amen. Amen. God bless you, chief. I'm sorry, sir. Amen. I turn it back over to you. I pray that I've said something that will bless the people on the day. I really, really started going warfare, but I had to get permission from you to do that. I really had something good for warfare, but I want to pump a few on the say this all the time. Amen. So somebody, I don't want this person to punish us, and we got to be muted. I'm still on mute. You know, and we, the people of God, had to be on mute, and they having a field day laughing over the children of God. The devil is the Lord. I reverse that in Jesus' name. Keep this in your hands, sir.
Thank you, brother. I hold it on one thing. I heard him say about the person who's called in that scriptural line, crazy. Yeah, you got to rebuke that.
Crazy.
Yeah, Jesus. You got your mind. You're going crazy. And you better watch it because your grandchildren and your children going to notice how crazy you are. They're going to probably put you in some home somewhere because of what you're doing. I'm just telling you. Amen. I heard the Holy Ghost say crazy. You're crazy. You crazy. Amen. The devil got your mind and you're going crazy. Stop it in the name of Jesus. We're going to plead the blood of Jesus against that crazy spirit that's on you. All right, listen, y'all want to bless brother Spirit. Amen. Do her cash out. Bishop Patricia Stern. And then $ Bishop Patricia Stern. Amen, and give it a blessing that way. You can mail it with 2037 Green Bay Road in North Chicago, Illinois. So I said 2037 Green Bay Road in North Chicago, Illinois. And if you go into Walmart, just send it to Patricia Stern in Walmart. Ask for the money center. Amen. Listen, there's that crazy person again. It's as crazy as just lonely as they can be. Listen, go into Walmart and ask for the money center. They'll show you how to go there and send a gift to Patricia Stern. Amen. You can't block this devil. You're a liar. This is just crazy stuff. Yeah, God helped their mind. Even the past noticed they're crazy. Amen. I went someplace in New York, and the pastor told me about one of the members. They wouldn't behave themselves, and the pastor told me, don't even let them bother. They're just as crazy as they can be. The pastor even know they're crazy. People around them know they're crazy. Just gone crazy. Your mind is bad. Amen. Lord, thank you for everything you've done today. And the blood of Jesus is pleaded against this crazy demon. In the name of Jesus. Now, God bless in Jesus' name and help the people who want to be helped in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You know, even that crazy person, Lord, in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let them want to be helped in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus. Now, thank you for all things. And God, I hate to see what's going to happen to this person, but something's going to happen. Last time I said that, Lord, the person got cancer. I hate to say things like that, but Lord, you know when that person misused you last time and they got cancer, I pray, God,
Let whatever you want to do, let it happen to them. In Jesus' name we pray. Now, thank God. Now,
thank you, God.
God bless all of you today. Thank God for all of you. I want to just pray for you as you go. Father, as they go, in the name of Jesus, bless them and let the anointing of the Lord stay with them and on them. Now, thank you for what you've done, and thank you for what you're going to do, even throughout the day. Thank God at least 7 times today. Take time to thank him at least 7 times. If you remember me and Dr. Betty, plead the blood of Jesus over us, because the enemy is certainly mad and angry with us. I even got a message that God has given me for tomorrow, amen, that will make him even madder. But thank God for it. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. I'm going to let y'all go, and this crazy person, go outside and run down the street hollering and screaming. And, you know, just do that so they can catch you and put you in a truck and take you on. Excuse me, y'all. Pray for me. God bless you. Amen. God bless. Amen. You better watch the things that I say. Amen. You better watch it. Amen. Because I'm praying. But you know what? The Lord even honors my plea when I'm even saying things joking. Amen. Watch it. In Jesus' name. God bless you. Y'all have a wonderful day. I'm getting off here. And y'all have a wonderful day. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
The organizer has ended this meeting. Goodbye.